One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to We Didn't Read It. I'm Tommy. I'm here with...
Luke.
And I'm Marielle.
Welcome, Marielle, to the We Didn't Read It cast.
I'm addicted to this pod. Like, I can't stop doing it.
I'm only here because of Luke, to be honest. I was following.
Luke doesn't do anything. Luke goes home and then he goes to bed.
Yeah, because I've been mysteriously ill, like I'm living in the 1800s for about 9 months.
Probably
because
you live in a musty basement. You've been living in a musty basement.
Did you not move your room?
Yeah, I moved my room, but I feel like I'm going to die at every 30 or so seconds.
And you also inhale evil 900 times a day.
Well, I've always thought this. You know those smoking commercials? They are so scary.
Yeah,
that I turn them off immediately when they pop up. It needs to be something less scary than like my freaking lungs got thrown out by a devil. It needs to be like, oh, I can't hit a high C anymore. Because like if I was like, oh, okay, I'll stop because I want to be able to sing.
Can you hit a high C now?
I don't know what note a high C is, but I can sing the Bee Gees like a legend.
So tobacco commercials need to be less scary so you'll watch them
all
the way
through? Yeah, it can't be like, hello, my name's Derek. It's got to be like, hey, you know, I can't play pickup basketball in my 30s. And I'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to stop. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
I play pickup basketball with kids at the YMCA and they yell at me and berate me because I stink. Wait, who the hell is this guy? Because the last time I was sitting here, I'm pretty sure it was a penguin.
That's our new cast member. It's a guy we killed. He makes me want to chill out.
Are we all doing it like him?
Yeah. Let's all be like him. Hey, let's follow his social cues. Oh, no. Let's look like Luke, a freaking neurotic, paranoid freaking guy over there.
Neurotica, a new genre of neurotica.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously it's, the pun is.
Obviously it's.
Erotica.
Is erotica.
Right.
And neurotic. Right.
I'm very erotic.
And we have the first spit take ever on American High.
Yeah!
We didn't read it.
First spit take
we
ever.
We had Aaron spit out hot coffee. Hot coffee because of some...
The most like staining liquid.
What did you just say that made me laugh again?
Well, we're ripping and rising on this app, baby.
You guys, I have so little coffee left. What a waste.
What spurred the laugh?
I said, I'm very erotic.
Mario, what did you do this weekend? You go to any parties?
Not in costume to any costume parties?
Actually, before the party, I actually went to, have any of you ever heard of the Korean K-pop, whatever it's called, barbecue? Korean barbecue?
Oh, and that caused you to not be able to dress in costume.
Oh, I thought you were in costume as like a freaking 80s person.
Well, my mom had an allergic reaction, so we had like a little bit of an emergency.
She had an allergic reaction to the
so my mom,
restaurant?
Basically, she was like, she basically was like the smirk, the cigarette commercial. She was like,
are you serious?
Know, because
that's
she's
terrible.
Allergic.
What is
she's
it, like peanut oil or something?
No,
what?
It's actually like, no, it's a seafood, like
shellfish.
And it's like a really bad allergy. So like, the thing is that this is not like a sad thing. This is like an annoying thing. So for my mom's 60 years old and she doesn't, it's like a major allergy and she still.
Will eat it?
She still, no, but like she doesn't carry around an EpiPen or Benadryl.
Wait, did she eat it or did she just get allergic because you guys are eating it?
Because no, but just because like she's around it. If she has like fried food, that's also like cross contaminated. It's like a whole thing. So then I showed up to your party and left her there. And I was showing her. And that's how what I did this weekend, besides watch you guys dress up like the Beatles.
I mean, so good.
It was so good.
I am a little offended I wasn't asked to be a Beatle.
Yeah, and then like a legend, this man emerges in the park. So we were Ringo, freaking George, and freaking Paul.
I know Hyde's not on this podcast right now to protect his name, but he wanted to back out. He wanted to freaking...
Even at the party, he kept wanting to back out.
He was worried that people didn't think we were going to look like the Beatles. He wanted to... I wanted to be the Abbey Road George in all denim. And then if he was Paul, would have to wear like a gray suit. And he didn't want to wear a gray suit to a Halloween party. So, then we found the With the Beatles, where we had three turtlenecks, but we didn't have a fourth person. So we were just three guys in turtlenecks.
And then, like a legend, a friend showed up who looked exactly like John Lennon.
Yeah.
And that was the one we were missing. We did not plan it, wearing a black turtleneck. Freaking had John Lennon glasses on, even though he doesn't wear glasses in the album. Yeah.
He came as Steve Jobs, and we made him our John Lennon.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
I thought he this was
Steve Jobs. No, he was not in on it.
He became John Lennon by joining us three in our turtlenecks. Aaron, what are we not reading today?
We're not reading Divergent.
Whoa, that's the coolest cover for that book I've ever seen.
I've never seen the book.
Oh, that's when they have to jump off the
train.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. These were the 10th anniversary covers, and... that's when they're jumping on the train. It's very cool. All of humanity is divided into five factions. So there's like five groups and you go into one of them. There's erudite, which is like knowledge. They're like the nerds who are in their books all the time. Then candor, who's like focuses like honesty and the truth. Then amity, who's like friendship and community. And they do like the farming and they're like really nice. And then Dauntless, which is like the brave soldier, like they do a lot of fight training. And then Abnegation, which is the selfless, like piety group. And that's the group that Beatrice, who's our main character, she's in Abnegation with her family. So it's Beatrice and her brother Caleb, and they're about to turn 16. And when you turn 16, they do like an aptitude test to see like which group you should join. You don't have to pick the one that's on your aptitude test. So you get to pick which faction you join. Most people stay in the one that they're born in because that's where their family is, but you don't have to. So Beatrice does her little test and she doesn't get one answer. She's told that she could be in three of the different factions. And the lady who does the test says, don't tell anyone. You have to keep it a secret. You don't want anyone to know that you tested that you could be in more than one faction. So then... on the day they pick their faction, they're like in a big auditorium and the whole town gathers and they go in and her brother Caleb leaves Abnegation and picks Erudite. And then it's Beatrice's turn and she has to pick which faction she wants to be in.
Beatrice, what do you get in the aptitude test?
I chose Dauntless.
Dauntless?
Dauntless.
Really?
Yeah.
You chose Dauntless.
Wait, but why do you look at me like that?
I chose Candor, so I'm kind of really honest. I'm kind of like a really honest guy.
So like, what do you think about this?
What do I think about this? Yeah, I would say you're daunt.
Yo, Beatrice.
I think you're quite daunted by things.
I'm your bro.
What up, yeah?
I don't know. My name could be Simon. That's what came into my head.
Simon, can I be honest?
Exactly.
Exactly right?
Exactly right.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, exactly right.
I get uncomfortable when I'm hanging out with Beatrice and you kind of barge in without knocking.
I get uncomfortable when I'm her bro and some guys trying to be honest with her.
Well, I'm trying to be honest with your sister because I don't think anyone else will.
I think obviously, your honesty you is mistaken. You're just a little bit rude, you know.
I always tell this guy, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Well, it's kind of a culture. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Anyway, I'm jumping ship. I'm leaving the parents. I just can't really stand them anymore. Dad is always like so abusive. And mom is just like, she's really, I don't have a problem with mom, but I'm going to go over here. So you should probably stay is what I'm saying. Because you probably tested for amitriptyline, which is what we're from. So I think it would be good if one sibling stays just so they have, so they're not empty nesters. But see you later. I'll see you in a million years. I'm going to this faction.
I feel like even that's like the one you chose. It's not.
I don't. He kind of just, he's not much of a listener. He just kind of talks.
He just kind of talks.
He jumped out the window.
He doesn't really ask opinions because he feels like he's always correct about things.
He does. So. He does. I feel like, what group did he get a part of? Freaking Arrogant? Arrogant?
It's Arrogants.
Arrogants?
Arrogants.
Well, anyway, now that we're alone, can I be honest with you?
I mean, it's not like you haven't been, but sure, absolutely.
I can be? Yep. I don't think you got selected for any of the factions. You've been really sus since the aptitude test, and you don't really strike me as someone who swings either way.
I feel like you're putting me in a box, right? Because
right.
at the end
we're
of the day,
supposed to be in a box.
But that's interesting because you're putting me in a specific box, but you don't even know what I got.
No, I'm not putting you in. I'm actually taking you out of any box.
You guys talking about the aptitude test? Wait, what did you get, Beatrice? I got the one where everybody's so sick.
Little Phil.
Yeah.
I'm fearless, like to jump
Little
off
Phil,
of things.
From the sitcom in Divergent World. You know, I'm on the only sitcom here in the world.
Oh my gosh. He's on the TV, but it looks like he's talking right at us.
I am here. I'm not on the, I'm on the TV for my job. Well, but I'm here.
You're sitting on the TV.
Yeah, because I bring one around so people know who I am. I'm Little Phil.
For the context effect?
What did you get on the friggin' aptitude test?
I got Candor. Do you want me to be honest with you?
Exactly right.
I knew a guy who sounded just like you, man.
Oh.
He jumped out that open window right behind
you. Well, exactly right is my catchphrase.
It's your catchphrase?
Yeah, on my show.
He probably picked that up from you.
Yeah, he probably did.
Is this for, like, attention or?
I'm just trying to, like, get some answers out of Beatrice.
What answers do you want?
What faction did you get?
I said Dauntless. I said Dauntless. I mean, Dauntless.
Keep saying Dauntless.
Like Fearless, Dauntless, same thing. They
okay.
rhyme.
And the honest guy doesn't believe that or something? What's
yeah,
going
no,
on over
it's
here?
Sus. That's sus.
But
AF.
Like, why?
Wait, she's sus? Like, should we call an emergency meeting?
Yeah, dude, let's can we call an emergency meeting?
Among Us.
Oh my God, it's all the characters from Among Us.
Wait, Beatrice is being sus because she said Dauntless, but maybe it's not that because. Because you say that it's not.
I think we should all pretend to be Beatrice, take the aptitude test, and see what we get.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm Beatrice.
Oh, I'm Beatrice. Beatrice.
Okay, here you go. Here's the test.
Oh, what was I working on just now?
I don't know.
I think I wrote her a letter to her friends as herself and then signed it as her. I'm going to send it. Could you send this to Beatrice?
Absolutely.
To his friends?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank
no
you.
Problem.
Here's the test?
Yeah.
Beatrice. Here you go.
Okay, thank you.
And what's it say?
What the hell? Three different options.
Three different options?
Nobody gets three different options, Beatrice.
I pretended to be just like Beatrice.
So that would mean that she got freaking three options, most likely.
Why?
Yeah. Pretty most likely, absolutely so.
So we need to get to the bottom of this.
Beatrice, you are not what you are saying you are. Me and my pal would like to have a word.
There's no... I don't understand why you guys can't just give me some suggestions. Clearly, I'm lost.
Some
I'm confused.
Suggestions?
Yeah, I'm lost. I'm lost in life.
All right, so what are you going to do, Beatrice? You got into the faction that's kind. You got into the faction that is daunting. And you got into a third faction. What even are you going to pick? Because your brother jumped out a window and left your and left.
I feel like there's just so many options to choose from.
Well,
really
only
feel.
Three.
Well, your brother was obviously dauntless because he jumped out a window and left.
But then that takes it away from me, and that's not fair.
So maybe you should pick another one, right?
Can I be kind?
Beatrice, I'm your father. Your brother already left. Please don't leave us.
But I have to fly away.
I'm so sick, Beatrice.
With what?
It's an unknown disease from the 1800s, and if you leave...
What's it called? Vaping 900 times a day?
I'm so freaking sick right now. Sick of this crap. Sick of you and your brother trying to leave the house?
Sounds like Joe Biden.
I mean, like you're a bit abusive, so it's either. I mean, you made him jump out of a window. So.
I didn't do that.
Okay, well he did it. You
that
kind of
a normal voice now.
Yeah, what happened?
I'm sick of your crap. Tell him, my wife,
Beatrice, your brother left. That means you need to step up and be more specific about your personality.
I don't want to be here. So that's why I'm leaving. That's exactly why I'm leaving. And
don't
that's the
be
only
here.
Motivation about my personality that drives
okay,
me forward.
Okay, she doesn't want to be here.
Okay, well, if you both leave us at the same time, you see how that leaves us in the lurch?
You see how that actually leaves us in the lurch?
But I feel like you guys have been trying to work out your marriage for a minute, so this has...
We've been trying to excuse me?
Excuse you. Pardon? You're excused.
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Work out your marriage.
We're going to work out any day now. We just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's confusing. I don't get it. Look at this guy. This
guy was hot.
Confusing as hell.
See, it's already working itself out.
We're working it out every day.
So you don't need me here.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Just go pick your thing then. Pick your thing.
Pick
walk
your thing.
The plank.
We don't
pick
give
your thing.
Crap
pick your thing.
In the pick freaking thing. World. All right, Beatrice. What do you pick?
Oh, I was trying to.
You just ran in place
back.
For a minute.
No, I was trying to run away and I couldn't go anywhere, so I'm running back. What's up? What do you guys need? I've been trying to let you know that you have to figure it out on your own.
You know what?
It's time for me to fly away.
It's time for you to fly away. And it's time for us to lock the door behind you. Okay, so do you want to know what happened at the end?
Sure.
We're freaking locked. We kicked her out. We locked the door behind her. It's time for her to figure her own path.
Whip up restaurant-style meals in your own home without the price tag.
HelloFresh has tons of options of what you want to put in your body.
We had HelloFresh the other day, Tommy Aaron and I. We whipped it up fast and easy.
Oh my God. My HelloFresh meal was so good.
We dined on HelloFresh the other day. I call it dining, not just eating. There was sausage in there, shrimp, rice. You might even call it a paella.
They got tons of options too. They have over 50 meal options every week.
Did you just say 50?
50.
Oh.
50.
Hey, okay, that's a lot.
50. And then over 100 add-on options that you can add on to it.
Wait, so what you're saying is you'll never even get sick of it because you can always have something else?
Exactly. Count to 50 right now. See how long that takes you. That's how many options they have every week.
Get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freeread it.
Applied across 7 boxes, new subscribers only, varies by plan.
That's 10 free HelloFresh meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/freeread it.
Thanks, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Okay, so now because your parents kicked you out, you have to join Dauntless. Turns out it's pretty tough. So, like, as soon as you leave the little assembly hall, you got to jump onto a train off a moving, like, you're on a building and you got to jump onto the train. And a couple people don't make it.
What?
So when she, like, lands, they ask her name. And so she renames herself Triss, which... It was real creative off of Beatrice. There's two, like, trainers for the new batch of Dauntless members. One guy named Four and one guy named Eric.
What?
Four is, like, kind of brooding. Like, you know, he's, like, very quiet. He's, like, you know, mysterious. And Eric's a dick. The training is, like, super intense. You have to learn to fight. And it's super competitive because they find out that only 10 people get to stay in Dauntless.
Oh, crap. Four... I know you don't say much, but can you help me out? I'm 98th on the leaderboard right now, and I have to get into the top 10. What can I do?
Listen, bud, I can't help you freaking get other people kicked out of the train, man. I can help you try to be
you
more
You just
thoughtful.
Said that you couldn't help. You said I can't help you.
Well, I can't help you with that, but I can help you be more dauntless. Do you want to practice being more dauntless?
Yes. Can you please help with
yeah.
that?
Yeah. All right. There's a girl over there, Triss, and I freaking want to talk to her, but I'm scared. So maybe you could go over and tell her that I like her.
And that'll help me with the leaderboard?
That'll help you be more dauntless, and that'll help you with
Are you
the
sure, or do you want me to just do chores for you?
No, I want you to become more dauntless so you go up the leaderboard.
Okay, because you're really handsome, and she probably would like you to talk to her, but I'll do it if it's going to... Hey,
hey.
Triss, right?
Triss.
Hey, I'm Gerald.
Hey, what up, Gerald?
Hey, so about this Four guy.
Wait, Four, like the number four? Four of them?
No, like
four?
The guy over there. The guy over there who looks really handsome.
Hey, oh, don't look at me. Oh,
so ooh. What do you think about this guy?
I mean, he seems okay.
I'm
no?
Eric.
Whoa!
You don't want to touch that guy.
What the? Not touch...
No one mentioned touching.
Eric, wait.
It's me, Eric.
Wait,
you don't want to mess around with that freaking loser.
Wait, are you serious? He's a loser?
Yeah.
So he can't help me get up the leaderboard?
Well, you're even more of a loser,
like
dude.
He's in
you're
charge.
Way down the leaderboard.
Is he not in charge?
Who's in charge?
Four, no.
Four?
Why do you sound like that?
Four's in charge? I'm Eric.
Eric.
I'm a jerk.
Eric. Eric.
Eric.
Eric. Eric.
What?
Eric.
What?
Can you hear me? Eric.
Yes, Gerald. What?
All right, we're on train. It's hard to hear. Jeez. We've been here for 5 minutes on this train. I'm already 118th on the leaderboard.
Damn.
I need to get to number 10.
You know how many people there are on the train? 119.
Hey, so thankfully you're not the 119th.
This
one.
Is my home faction. I don't know why I'm even on this train with the new people. I've been here since I was a child. Never had any problem with getting kicked out. Now I'm learning I'm going to get kicked out and I'm not going to be able to see my parents.
Cheryl, make it easy for us and get out of here. Obviously don't have what it takes to be dauntless like me.
You've been here for a while. That's
okay,
a problem.
Tris.
Yeah, yeah. So even Trish recognized she just got here. She just jumped on the train this morning.
So
how is
she above me? You guys know me.
How did you even get on the train being such a freaking coward? Did you jump? No, you probably used a ladder.
Why didn't you jump?
Yeah, I did use a ladder because I know the conductor.
Under the moving train, or did he stop it for
me? No, he stopped the train beforehand. I got on first, and then he started.
Meanwhile, everyone else on the Dauntless train jumps onto it. Okay? Do you see how that would make you maybe lower in the leaderboards?
No.
Well,
is this Eric guy giving you a tough time, Gerald?
Yeah. What the frick? Is that four?
Yeah.
Is that four?
He looks different now.
Okay.
That's what. If you make your face look like that for a while, it'll stay like that.
Yo. Eric, why don't you buzz off? Being a dick right now.
that's my man's.
That's your man?
That's my man.
Oh, Tris, you like.
Yeah,
you
this
like
is
Eric?
Gonna last.
This is my man.
This is gonna work.
Wait.
What do you mean? We're very compatible, actually.
Wait, are you saying, Tris, that you like Eric or me for? Which one did you do? I got confused by that.
I have to let you go.
Okay. Hey, four. Hey, yeah. Four, why don't you come over here?
Okay.
How about we fight? How about we fight on the count of four?
No,
ready?
I don't really like to get into all that.
All right. One. Two.
Don't use my name to
four. Pa, 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 pa.
Oh, my God. I'm Gerald. Four just died. Four said he was supposed to help
Oh,
me.
My God. He
Who
fell off the train.
Who am I supposed to be with? Who am I
oh
supposed
Oh, my God.
Why? That was so aggressive.
I didn't realize he'd follow the train.
I'm going to be back.
The train. Now he got ran over by the train.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Don't you see how this is awful for me and me only, Daryl? I'm 198th on the list, and you're dead. There's only 119.
I just flew the frick up the list. You went down to the impossible zone.
How did you get on the list? You just killed a guy.
That's dauntless,
but Gerald,
dude.
Like, this is like good
That's
for you.
That's dauntless.
You're now what, 117?
No, 192.
that really sucks. That's really unfortunate for you.
Oh, shit. They're coming. They're coming to kick the bottom person off the train.
No. No, they're not. Don't say that.
Knock, knock,
Gerald
knock, knock.
Going.
Hey, pretend. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? We're
All just right. We are looking for a Gerald. Gerald. Gerald, could you come? It's that guy who's not moving. He looks like a dog in a...
I don't know. It might have been him because nobody's been saying names yet.
He doesn't look real. He looks like someone's stuffed animal they brought in.
Nobody has been saying names, so who are we to know?
Gerald. Looking for Gerald.
Well, I know her name is Tris.
Oh, no one's been telling you? No one's been sharing names?
No, no one's been sharing names except Tris.
Okay,
so which
there's
would be
Tris.
Reason-
Tris, do you know who Gerald
there's no
is?
Here. There's no sus. Mind your business. Gerald.
Whoa!
Gerald.
Gerald, take my hand.
You're actually making a mistake right
Gerald,
now.
Gerald, take
my
hand.
Is
You're coming up.
No,
you,
my name's Johnsy.
Do you meet the conductor? The conductor asked to talk with you. They said they might let you drive the train.
Are you being serious or are you being not?
I'm being serious, dude. I'm being serious, dude. Come on.
Join
come on.
Us.
I'll show you the freaking conductor. We'll show you the conductor room.
Join us.
We'll show you the conductor room, brother.
It'll be okay.
Come on, Four.
Four's dead. Four died. Eric killed him.
Gerald.
Wait, why can't he go?
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Eric killed four.
That's
Eric.
Not true.
Eric killed four.
You've been here long enough. Have you not been here long enough?
Eric killed four.
Wait a minute.
Someone put Eric number one on the Dauntless leaderboard.
Why?
That was Dauntless. It takes a lot of guts to kill someone. Don't do it if you're listening at home. Hey, everybody, this is Tommy from We Didn't Read It. I just want you to know that what we are talking about is fictional, and you shouldn't hurt anybody.
So please don't try this at home.
Fine, I'll meet the conductor because it sounds
awesome.
Conductor,
not the conductor.
It's the conductor.
It's a conductor.
Come meet the conductor. Take our hands.
I'm already literally walking with you. I've been walking this whole time. We've been walking for 2.5 minutes.
Well, we have bad perception of spatial awareness. So, and this train's
it's
moving.
Whoa, like people are jumping out of the train now. Are we supposed to do that?
Oh, yeah. That's the rest stop.
Johnsy, you were supposed to do that a while ago.
Yeah, exactly. My name's Johnsy, not Gerald.
Come on up. You're meeting the conductor.
Okay, fine. Oh, wait, I know this guy. This is Bruce.
He's dead.
Yeah, we pushed him. Yes. Yay. Yes.
So Triss is moving her way up the leaderboard. She's becoming a better fighter. She's getting like stronger. So her mom visits one day. They have like a family visit day. And she didn't expect anyone to come. And her mom tells her two things. One is that, so abnegation has been the government for a long time. That's like the selfless group. So they're usually the government power because they're seen as like, you know, caring more about other people than themselves. Eruditeit, though, has been trying to sort of take control. They don't think abnegation should be in charge anymore. There's like this rumor that Marcus, who was one of the leaders in abnegation, was like an abusive father and his son ran away. And so like Eruditeit is trying to take power from abnegation. So that's the first thing that Triss's mom tells her. And second, she said she basically knows that Triss got those abnormal test results. She doesn't really belong in one faction. And her mom warns her, like, a lot is happening. Don't tell anyone. Like, keep it a secret. So during the training, they finish the physical training and they get, now they have to do this like mental training where they get the serum injected. And when you get the serum injected, you go into like a fearscape. Like it brings you to like your worst fear and you have to like fight through this fear. So we go into Triss's fearscape and we learn her fears, which are drowning, crows, killing her family. And then there's like a romance scene with Thor. And so it turns out one of her other fears is intimacy.
Intimacy, drowning, killing your family, and crows?
What?
We're in the little lab room, and Four is trying to help Triss be able to control, like, work through her fearscape without giving away to anyone that she's divergent.
You looking at me?
Yeah, what the frick? You look like you got run over by a train.
Yeah.
You okay?
Not hurt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Triss, I'm going to leave now. But just think about everything that I said about the government being bad. And how you shouldn't tell anybody. But you know what? Talk about you know what? Right?
Right.
Right.
Right. Oh, right, right, okay. Right. Okay.
Nice to meet you. I'm going to go now. I hope you feel better. You look like you got run over by a train probably within the past couple days.
Yeah, it was like in the past 15 minutes.
Knock, 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 knock.
Hey, doctor.
Hey. Triss, so the blood work came back, and you are positive.
Boink.
Positive.
Yep.
Are you positive?
You are. I'm positive. She's positive.
Oh, we, no. She, me.
Is
positive.
Is this your boyfriend? You're gonna want to get tested as well.
No. Are you serious?
Yep. It's contagious.
This is a real bummer.
Don't believe him.
It's contagious.
It's not. Why would you tell him?
Your blood work came back with high doses, high of contents of susness. Of being sus. Everybody's on to you right now.
Yeah, because the poor girl is divergent and nobody's supposed
to
know.
Oh, whoa, wow. You're
sorry,
to
I'm going broody, but sometimes I gotta explode.
That explains it.
How am I supposed to trust you if you just blurt things out like that?
You have to understand, as your doctor.
Maybe you need to get over your fear of intimacy issues and let people in.
It's not just about you.
Because then this wouldn't have happened.
It's not just about you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I am required.
Birds?
Okay, you're gonna need an extra pill for that. But I am required to report this.
You know what? We can fix the crows thing real fast if we watch the 90-minute Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds. Check one off the list.
You became a real nerd real fast.
I don't know cool where guy. You got those facts.
Please don't tell anybody.
The same
what we
guy?
Do, what was
damn, I thought you were chill, dude. I thought you were like a chill dude.
Do we want to see
I guess
a
you
therapist?
Are sus as well.
I got run over by a train. My friend, who's also the co-trainer, pushed me off the freaking train. I
feel
I
like
got
we
run
need to see somebody. We need to see a therapist because clearly your PTSD... Apparently
okay,
disease.
Afraid of drowning when we live bring, in a freaking pit bring. With no water?
Really? Bring. But don't you have four fears? I heard everyone else
no,
has like two.
No, that's you! Wait, is that me?
No, that is you. You're four. Number four. I'm assuming someone, I mean, Eric, because he's a dick, but he told me that you're afraid of four things. Everyone else is afraid of like two. You have four things.
Bring.
Yeah.
Four. You're late for your therapy appointment. I've been waiting here for 5 minutes.
Oh, crap. Can we Zoom or do I have to Zoom over there?
No.
We're going to go see him.
Just get on Zoom. Get
you
on
tell
Zoom.
Him.
Oh. All right. Can
that
we make
we're
it?
Going.
Can we make it? Can I bring a person?
Is that the girl you've been talking so much about?
Yeah.
The girl who you keep sneaking glances off of and taking little bits from her purse like a bird that collects pebbles?
Don't say bird because she actually has a fear of crows.
Oh, shit.
Hello? Excuse me. She's talking.
Dr. Sus.
Oh, is this that little bird that I've been told
bird.
So much about?
Don't say bird.
Call.
Oh, you sound like a bird.
The calm before the storm. If you mentioned
crow.
Cob
is that
and bird.
Is that a crow accent? Caw, yeah. Caw?
Caw, caw.
That's an accent for hello. How are you doing?
Are we going to start the session or what? Is this small talk?
All right. Here's the phone. We'll come see you in a little bit.
Can we zoom? Bring, jung, we're on Zoom now. Hello, doctor.
Hey, I just got to let you know if I'm treating two people today, it's going
to
be double.
Okay, well, that's you're not going to get double, so you're just going to have to deal with single.
1.75.
No, I'm going to pay the normal
1.5.
Rate. No, I'll pay 1.5. The normal rate.
1.5 what?
Of what it usually is.
No, we'll pay the normal rate.
$80.
You don't actually normally help me. You just tell me that, you know, I'm kind of.
Okay, I'll do it for 100. I'll do it for 100. I'll get both of your fears.
$95.
All
right, that's 95. Great because the rate is 600.
Okay,
so,
she's
yeah,
negotiating.
Yeah,
95.
I don't think you're really in the position
yeah,
to negotiate.
I'll do it for 95.
No, he already
yeah,
agreed,
baby,
actually.
Poor baby, let's not. Let's do 95.
I'm saying, yeah. We'll
95.
Do
95. Your fears have been costing us some, so let's 95. Bring it down.
We're not even.
95 cash.
But
yeah,
I want it.
I'm saying 95 is good.
Cash.
Okay, fine. Yeah, the normal price is $600, so I'm fine with 95 cash.
Fuck.
You
cap.
You lowballed yourself.
I got you mixed up with, I thought because you were four, it cost $4.
No, it cost $600.
I get so confused because I get
insurance,
I write everything
I don't
down,
have insurance.
I don't remember what it means.
You really got to work on that one, too.
Because let me tell you something. You left your family and your faction. The insurance over here is wild. You should have stayed on your family's plan. Because I'm paying out the wazoo insurance-wise with this
they
guy.
They are really
well,
tell
actually,
me.
It's paying off because guess what? I tested your brain fluid work came back and you have a new fear.
How is that paying off then? It's getting worse.
That's a positive.
You didn't tell me
what's
about
my
that.
New, excuse me, what's my new fear?
Girls.
Excuse me?
Little girls.
Yeah, a test told you that with my brain fluid?
Yeah. That shouldn't cause an issue in your daily life unless you...
So you targeted me just because I'm a little bit younger. You targeted me.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
We are around the same age.
Well, how?
You're more like 3 years, not 2 years, so.
And how old are you?
Some say 19.
Some, okay, don't like that.
Most say 18.
All right, that's.
Not that old.
What was your birth year? Give it.
Like, just say it.
What is it? No.
Oh, no.
None
oh.
of that.
Right.
Come
no, exactly
on.
Right. Exactly right.
Beatrice, what's your birth year?
It was 2002.
2002? What year does this book take place?
Like the year 3000? Yes. So like 1,000 years old?
Yeah. 3,334.
Listen, buddy, you got a fear of little girls. I hope that doesn't go to the
I don't have a fear of little girls.
I tested your brain fluid. You do.
Yeah, check it again, Doc. Open up my brain right now in front of Tris and show her
okay,
that I don't
I'm
have
a- looking.
That's like a little too personal
yep.
for me now.
I'm
oh.
injecting you with the serum. Shh.
Oh, no.
Yep, he's thinking about little girls again. I injected him with the fear serum, and now he's thinking of them. He's at recess. Oh.
Ooh.
I can see why he is afraid. This is a memory. This is a memory.
Yeah, because they're freaking giving me wet willies in the freaking toilet.
Oh, my
they're
God. Is that
wet
his
willies
underwear?
In the toilet.
Is that a wedgie?
Yeah. That's a wedgie in
can
his,
we stop
in his
this?
Underwear.
Can we stop going through my brain and stuff?
So one little girl is giving him a wedgie, another one is giving him a wet willy, and the other one is flushing the toilet that a fourth one is.
Can you close up my
and that's
skull?
How we got the name four.
Can you wait, close my skull?
It looks like he said he wanted
don't
to kiss a girl, and she
that.
Said no.
freaking loser. Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
This has been a really productive session, so that is going to be.
It actually hasn't. Oh, you're going to charge me more?
$95 cash. $95 cash.
I already said I was okay with the 95, but this was not a productive session.
You don't think it was a productive session? Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wish we did?
I feel like that's a little selfish. I feel like we unpacked a lot.
No,
we
all you did was guys, you guys made fun of me, and now I'm no longer handsome and brooding. I'm handsome and neurotic. My whole character has changed.
Chill with the masculinity. You, like I feel a little bit more connected to you. I feel like this is going to work out, and I need some help, too. My shit I got going on, so.
Well, then we could have talked about that. Well, we didn't spend any time talking about
feel
it.
More,
we have to unpack what's going on with you. You look, it's four fears. That's a lot.
To be honest, I don't even know her yet. You brought her to the meeting. I need to do freaking intake with her. You need to fill out these forms. But I could give her the fear serum if that would make you feel.
Yeah, let's see what she's freaking
okay.
afraid of.
Would you like that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Let's do it. Bye now.
Here it comes. Thumb or pinky?
Pinky.
Shh.
Are you afraid of donkeys? That's so weird. Isn't that so much weirder than
donkeys.
Getting your wedgies and stuffed in the toilet by girls?
Donkey. Well, no, that's actually a horse. It's actually a small horse.
It's a horse.
So she's afraid of ponies? Isn't that so weird?
Whoa, why are you disrespecting donkeys like that?
What's wrong with donkeys and horses?
I'm not saying there's anything.
You clearly stated a difference between the two.
Yeah, they're a different species. What are you guys doing in here?
Tris, we never actually signed any form saying that we were patient and doctor. So if you want to like hang out after this,
what?
We can do that.
Honestly, he's a lot more open with his feelings. So
yeah, and I got
hasn't said how he felt once.
I got tons of this fear serum stuff. We get like messed up at the bowling alley.
Fine. You know what? You guys deserve each other. I'm getting out of here. And okay. Going to do something else.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
95.
Go ahead.
$95 you know. First.
No, you pay. I'm leaving. You're stuck with the bill.
Whoa, I can't know. She's not my client. You're my client, buddy.
I'm just here to help.
It's usually $600. You're getting off light.
Here's 90. All I have is 93 right now.
93?
I'll stay with you after if you take it. If you take the
93. I'll take the 93, but I'm coming after you for $2 in a matter of time that you don't know about.
Jeez, it's $2, Doc. Give it a rest.
I'm going to be...
You embarrass me.
At this rate, gentlemen, stop fighting over me. We've called it a truce. We've unpacked it all we needed to.
We were actually fighting.
But we're going to be playing pool table. We're going to be playing pool at the bar. So if you want to swing by with...
I won't be swinging by.
If you want to swing by with 8 quarters, I'd appreciate that because it's a pay-to-play table. And that's...
All right. Maybe I'll come by.
Okay. Let's go to the bar.
Let's go to the bar.
Yeah, I can tell you about all my patients. They got tons of freaking weird things going on.
Not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that.
Shh. Relax.
What's that?
I'm not allowed to do that. Let's go, Thomas.
Freaking, let me tell you more about this guy.
All right. Yeah,
perfect. That serum we've been talking about? So they like make everyone get this serum one day. And then they all go to bed. And then Tris wakes up in the middle of the night. Everyone is in like this zombie state. Like all the Dauntless people are like walking around like zombies and like in like you know, single file rows and everything. And it turns out that the serum is like a mind control serum. And so they can make everyone do whatever they want. But it doesn't work on Tris because she's divergent. And also doesn't work on Four. So the two of them are like still normal. Because it turns out Janine, who runs Eurydice.
Janine.
Yeah, it's always a Janine. She created this serum to turn the Dauntless people into her army because she's trying to take over the government.
Tris.
Yo.
I'm looking for a Tris.
Yeah, right over here.
Hi, Tris.
Hey.
I'm Janine of the Erudite movement. Okay. I've been personally...
Not interested, sorry. I thought she was a solicitor. Sorry, I realized you were real. So
Carl! Carl! Need help with this one.
What's going on?
Carl, you've been on this damn job way too long, Carl.
Yeah, but it's not working if you love what you do. What do you need, Janine?
Carl, there's a girl in that house. Carl.
God, my heart.
That's it. I'm getting the intern. Intern. Hey, Rosemary. Rosemary.
Tris, baby. Tris.
Who's that? Who's that in there? The freak is going.
What's going on in there?
Where's Rosemary?
Oh, yeah. What's up? Who's calling me? Is that Four?
Yeah,
it's dark in here.
Come here.
Well, I mean, there's someone at the door though.
Don't tell me who it is. Just go over here.
Wait, but she knows who I am.
Just tell her you need a minute. Tell her you need a minute.
Hey, can I have a minute?
Can you have a minute?
Yeah, can I just have a minute?
Yeah, I'll get the syringes ready.
Okay. Yo, what's up, Four? She said that she's getting syringes ready.
Yeah, so, like, what had happened was that things are going south, all right? So she isn't who you think she is. She's not the mentor you thought she was.
I don't know her.
No. Because she's going to try to get you to come in there and talk to you. This syringe is not going to work for you. I just want to let you know. Something's going on, and I need you to just play along.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
Knock, knock, knock. Been about a minute.
Go.
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Hello. Hey. Hi. I'm Janine. We're actually doing complimentary palm readings in the neighborhood. I was wondering if I could read your palm and tell you about what your future holds.
Yeah, you want to come in?
Yeah, I'd love to come in.
Okay, cool. Me and my boyfriend, Four.
Hi, Four. Oh. I'd love to see your palm, too. You know what would be fun if I did both of them at the same time? Wouldn't that be cool? Then we can kind of see. It's like a Spotify blend playlist.
Well, yeah, that actually sounds pretty dope.
And we'll see how you vibe together.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, here. Oh. Interesting. 5 fingers?
Oh, how many do I have?
5 fingers.
Oh, okay.
On that hand, at least. I got you both.
Ouch.
You got the serum.
Oh, is this the syringe that you were talking about to pretend normal about?
Oh. That was supposed to be a secret.
Triss. Okay, Triss, I'm going to need you to go make me a giant bowl of macaroni and cheese. Go do that.
Okay. Kraft or Annie's?
Kraft.
Yeah, this mac and cheese is actually looks really good.
It actually does look really good.
It's good. It's good.
Oh, thank you.
I put my own special thing in it.
Your own special thing in it? Smells weird. I'll try it because I like spicy. Carl, I haven't heard Carl make a peep. Is he okay? Four?
He's fine. Yeah.
How's Carl?
Yes. He's fine. He's looking great, actually. This is a new look for him.
Four, come in here.
Yes. Yes.
Please. Would you try this mac and...
Please, only.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Four.
Please. Carl.
Four.
Carl.
Try this mac and cheese,
guys,
Four.
I'm done.
It's a little undercooked, no?
Yeah, and how does a special ingredient taste? What is that like? You said he put a special ingredient in it.
Yeah, I did. Pickly?
Pickly.
Pickly.
Mm. It's fart. Mm. I fart in it.
Oh my God.
Oh,
you,
oh wow.
You pickly fart
it's
in
like
it.
It's like sour.
You
what
farted
is that?
In this?
All right, what do you want, Genevieve? Genevieve?
You're being disobedient. I may ask you for mac and cheese. You farted in it and gave it to me? That's not brain
that's
serum activity,
though.
Dude.
I put crazy. That in all my mac and cheese. It's my secret ingredient.
You're marked for...
Why are you pointing at me in my own house?
Because you're being so freaking sus. I gave you the brain serum. Okay, first of all, the serum, the fear serum, it controls your brain. But obviously,
guess what? I put the serum in the mac and cheese, too, motherfucker.
Oh.
I didn't eat it.
Oh.
Freaking,
oh, damn. The plan.
Four ate it.
My plan was to put the serum in the
mac and
cheese.
I didn't eat it because you farted in it.
You put it...
I should have said I farted because I didn't even fart in it. My plan was to put the serum in there and control you.
Well, that's even more sus because Four isn't having the serum's effects right now.
Everything's not about farts. Why do you fart?
I know.
You
that was a lie.
Coffee,
okay.
You fart in literally every matcha ever.
I did not fart in matcha.
The police?
Really? Because
the police come in here.
This is shit stain on
your...
Please take me to the hospital before we go in there.
Carl, you don't look so hot.
I'm dying out here.
Put him down. I'm picking up Carl, and I'm sitting. I'm carrying him home.
Oh, the police left. Nice. They were on our tail.
I'm just one police officer, buddy. I'm four police officers.
The police were on our tail because of the mac and cheese, but then they took Carl home.
Okay, well, I'm the president.
Oh, the president's in my house?
Yeah.
Want some mac and cheese?
Yeah. You have mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah. I put some special stuff in it, too.
Jane, can you?
That sounds awesome.
You really
that
like
that? Actually, sounds awesome.
It's a really great ingredient. Can you just give us a second? Can you make sure that you put the shit in the mac and cheese?
The serum.
The shit.
I'm the president.
The serum or the shit?
I'm the president.
Because it's fart. It's not.
I need mac and cheese.
Well, the last time I saw a little bit of crap in it.
I could really use some mac and cheese.
I'll make it.
Can I have fucking mac and cheese?
Yeah, dude.
She's
here.
She's
approval rating just dropped because you're annoying.
Chill out, bro.
Rude.
I farted in it.
I said serum.
No, you didn't. You never said that once.
You know
boys,
how to read between the lines?
Get him. Get
read
her.
Read between the
get
lines.
Get her, boys.
No.
I'm putting you in the hole. Get her. Get him, too. Get Four. Sit around and nothing.
Oh, you punched the president!
Yeah, for you! Let's go!
Oh!
Let's go!
All right, let's go over to
my
Carl's
boys
house.
Are tending to
Nobody
me while you run away.
Guy. I feel bad for him.
I heard he makes really good mac and cheese.
Not better than mine. Can't be better than mine.
After them!
Running. Oh, I have visitors.
Carl! Carl, my homie! What's good?
Is this the president?
Yeah, I'm chasing these guys. Guys, what?
Triss, you don't do jack shit. I told you to handle this bitch.
My boys are on the way. They're going to capture you.
Can you guys do this?
They're going to capture you. They're going to send you to the place that people go. And they're bringing you too, Carl, because you freaking ran off on me.
I didn't do nothing. I fell down and nobody wanted to help me.
Both of Triss's parents killed, dead. She's an orphan now. And then, Janine gets Four with like the serum and it does work and it like controls him, and then he's like gonna kill Triss, but she's not gonna fight him because she doesn't want to kill him, and so she like gives him the gun and she's like, well, kill me then, and then that snaps him out of the serum, you know, the power of love and all that, and that's basically the end of the book.
All right, so I'm out of here because freaking this has been enough. You can have two microphones, Mario.
Okay. Thank you so much. You're so sweet.
He loves us. He's such a liar.
Hey guys.
if you want to follow us, please do it on American High Shorts and College Life on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And there's Barely Adult, and there's also American High Courtals. And we're all over social media platforms. Bye!
Bye!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.